This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
How do you square that circle? Land of the free, home of the brave, freedom of speech, the right to say things someone doesn't want to hear. That's so important. It's the First Amendment. But what if it's someone who is calling for the destruction of your own country? And not just calling for it in the abstraction. They wear a mask. They try to break into the White House, perhaps not as seriously as one might think they would. They wear a mask. They call for death to the Jews. They call for Intifada revolution. By the way, Hamas is not just against Jews. They're against Christians. They're against infidels. They want a global caliphate. And some of the flags these folks are flying say the same thing. At what point in time is it no longer, is the pith and substance of what they're doing no longer speech, but, I don't know, supporting terrorism? In Canada, we have laws against supporting a terrorist group. They break that into four different things: participation, instruction, harboring terrorism, or facilitating terrorism. So if you just say, I like a terrorist group, that's not against the law in Canada. But if you participate, instruct, harbor, or facilitate, that is material help. Are these people in the United States, 100,000 marched through Washington, I think it was a little bit less, I think most of them were just expressing themselves, but are there people who are, for example, taking orders from a terrorist group? Ron DeSantis did something interesting the other day. He stripped two clubs from Florida State universities, not for anti-Semitism, which I imagine is protected by the First Amendment, but rather for expressly saying they were going to participate in a terrorist movement. They had a toolkit for helping Hamas. Ron DeSantis said that's not a First Amendment issue. That is against the law. He cited the law and stripped two clubs of their status. If someone is a foreign national here, does that make a difference? Let me make my point more clear. If you're an American and you say, I like Hamas, that's one thing. If you're an American and say, I like Hamas, I want to help them, that's another thing. Are you aiding the terrorist group? But what if you are in the United States or Canada or the United Kingdom as a guest? What if you're a foreign national and you're only here because we invited you to attend our universities? You have a student visa. You're not an American citizen or Canadian citizen or British citizen. You are a guest in our house, and we are doing you the great favor of letting you learn at our universities. And that is the reason you're here. But instead of studying, you're going to these Hamas hate marches. I'm sorry, they are hate marches. They're calling for Intifada revolution. Sometimes in Arabic, they talk about Kaibar Yahud, kill the Jews. All right, there's a little bit different if you're at a rally, you're not a citizen, you're here as a temporary guest. Look at this young woman. That's our reporter, David Menzies, on the streets of Mississauga. She's got M16. I think those are, I'm not sure which weapons. She's got machine gun earrings and a shirt, which we translated, which is never give up your gun. But she's not a Second Amendment activist. In fact, if you play that clip, she's basically saying, I do not renounce Hamas. I support everything they did. Everything they did was justified. And by the way, what you're saying they did is a lie. Hey, play a clip of this young woman. By the way, she's a very attractive, presentable young woman. Her English is perfect. I'm not sure if she was born in Canada. What do you do with someone like this? Play the clip.
Hamas is not a terrorist group.
Oh, it isn't, ma'am.
First of all, Hamas is not a terrorist group.
What is it, like a motorcycle club?
It is a resistance that has been fuming for 75 years of colonialism, of occupation, of murder, of rape, of little children, of women. That's what they are. They are resistance.
Do you think Canada is a colonialist country, too?
Everything that they do is justified.
Including what happened last week?
Every single thing they have done is justified.
And then there were children murdered. There were babies beheaded.
Oh. Babies beheaded, really? Please educate yourself.
Well,
please check the news. Okay. Because as a news reporter, you got to check the f***ing news.
I mean, other than what she's saying, she seems lovely. I mean, she worked in a normal store. I don't know if she's Canadian or not, but and she didn't even go as far as some others did. You have people who are in.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
That truck, you see that truck? If you support terrorism and you are not a citizen and you're here on a visa to be a student and you're going to one of these hate rallies, should you be deported? I say yes. Is that a violation of the First Amendment? Is that un-American to kick someone out just because they say, I want to kill all the Jews or kill the infidels or have an intifada revolution? So we have a petition to deport Hamas.com. I'm talking about Rebel News. We took this truck around Washington, D.C. We took this truck around New York City, and we interviewed people. I was impressed that a lot of people said, hey, you got to be careful about the First Amendment. I want to know from Alex Jones, InfoWar listeners, where do you draw the line? Because you love that First Amendment. Is it something you, and as I said a moment ago, freedom of speech is such a curious gift. It's a gift you got to give your enemy if you want it for yourself. You cannot just believe in freedom of speech when it's used, Doc, and you got to give it to your opponents. But what if that opponent is a foreign national who is in your country as a guest and he says, I want to kill you. I want to kill the Jews. What was done in Gaza and Israel, I want to replicate here. Everything they did was justified. And by the way, that young lady seemed quite sweet other than what she was saying. That's the kind of girl you see at the coffee shop or something. You think, okay, this is a new Canadian or a new American. What if they say, no, 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 what happened over there we want to do here? We got a bunch of calls. I want to take your calls. I want to see what you have to think. And you tell me, do you support our petition at deporthamas.com? Or do you say, no, 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 I'm libertarian, and you can come here and say death to America and go Hamas all you like. First call is Cameron from Indiana. Cameron, great to have you on the show. Go ahead. What's your view on America and Hamas?
So you specifically asked the question what we should do about people using their First Amendment rights to protest for Hamas. My thoughts on that are, you know, if you're a citizen in this country, you know, go ahead, use your ideology or with this ideology, go ahead and use your First Amendment right and shoot yourself in the foot by warmongering and fueling the globalist agenda if you want to. But I mean, if you're not a citizen, you should be deported immediately, which should be happening anyway. I think we should have halted deportation a while ago. With, you know, just being on the verge of World War III, I really do not think that we should be having anybody come into our country right now. That's just my thoughts. I can lose my job for my political beliefs. You should have to go back, you know, you should have to be deported. You know, you don't want everything for free. So that's my thoughts on it.
Thanks, Cameron. I appreciate your call. I mean, I think there is a moral difference between someone who is a citizen and someone who's on a temporary student visa for the purpose of going to school. It's the difference between someone being in your house. Are they a family member or are they a dinner guest? If they're a family member, you just don't kick them out because they're rude. If they're a dinner guest and they're rude, you kick them out of the house. Is that too facile an analogy? In the United States, you've got that open border that is letting people in by the million. And I tell you, many of them are just coming to make a buck. And you can understand that. And in a way, I think you got to respect that. But what, even though they're breaking the rules, but what about people who are coming here for the malign purpose? I mean, listen, I believe that there should be a border wall. I believe America should enforce its rules of law, as should Canada, as should the United Kingdom. And none of those three countries are. What I'm telling you is the kind of sneak attack across the Israel border that was done by Gaza. Do you doubt that the same strategists in Tehran who thought, let's do that, let's have an asymmetrical war, there's no way we're going to be able to go to war against the USS Eisenhower and the USS Gerald R. Ford and the Ohio-class submarine that just arrived. We are not going to go to war against the F-35 Lightning. We'll lose that battle, but we can cross over in paragliders and pickup trucks, and we'll use a Hamas front group so it's not Iran, and we'll do a devastating blow that way. Do you doubt that the same people who came up with that strategy and trained for it, do you doubt that they've noticed that America has an open back door and it's sneaking in amongst people from Latin America, Central America, are people who come to wish America ill? Let's take the next call from Wisconsin. We've got Michael on the line. Go ahead. Okay, we're still getting info from Michael. Let's go ahead to Bart in Georgia. Sorry, I called for the wrong name. Hey, I'm a bit new with that. Go ahead, Bart.
Yes, when you're a guest in somebody else's country, you should keep your mouth shut. You have no right to speak. If I went to Thailand and I insult the king, I'm going to prison for 75 years. And I'm going to give you an analogy. Law enforcement doesn't do anything. When you start making threats or talking about killing people, that's not freedom of speech. That is true threat. So they should be arrested and deported. And I'm going to give you an analogy here. In the late 70s, there was an Atlanta police officer in a shootout with a bunch of drug dealers. They had automatic weapons, and he had a revolver. He popped one of them. The rest of them ran. Now, I'm not condoning violence. That was self-defense.
All right, Bart, thanks for speaking so passionately. We're talking about a concept. Do you deport people who do not have tenure, who are on a student visa? Because a lot of this is happening on the universities. I saw a Harvard-Harris poll about 2 weeks ago showing that 95% of people 65 years and up stand against Hamas. But by the time you get to college age, it's 50-50. And they're not all foreign, obviously, if it's 50-50. That's the woke institutions of our universities that are teaching this critical race theory, this cultural Marxism, which says destroy everything. As my friend Dr. James Lindsay says, the issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution. And that's why you see this strange thing. I was in London. I saw this craziest thing. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was at this 100,000-person Hamas protest, and these people walk by with this big flag that says, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. It doesn't just say queers for Palestine. It says queer Jews for Palestine. And I'm thinking that's chickens for Colonel Sanders right there. How does that even make sense? Well, it makes sense because it's trying to smash the institutions. And whether you're smashing the institutions through transgender teaching in grade school, or you're smashing the institutions through violence of Hamas, you're trying to smash the West, smash the institutions, tear everything down, tear down the statues. You notice that, eh? They're tearing down the statues in London just like they tear down the statues in America. All right, we're going to Ken in Illinois, who wants to talk about the Trump invitation to Ukraine. What do you make of that? Was it a bad faith invitation, or does he think that Trump might be returning?
Hey, good afternoon, sir. I believe it's a setup, just like with the ad where they're showing the pheasants or the grouse going in and falling into the hole. I think this is an invitation to come on over. We're not an ally, and we can't be responsible for your safety, so come over to our war zone where and get popped, and then
well, that's a good point, because of course, you know, if there was a mishap and God forbid Trump were killed, wouldn't that be handy for the folks who want to stop him at any price? It's a very interesting point, Ken. I appreciate that call. Hey, by the way, Ken, are you going to go to InfoWarsStore.com?
Oh, I've been there.
Okay,
I've
good.
Been shopping.
I appreciate that. And I'm saying that as a guest host. I'm saying that as a guest host because we got to pay the bill. We got to keep the lights on around here. You can't save the world if you can't pay the rent. As I always say, Ken, it's great to hear from you. We got the next call here from Wayne in Texas talking about terrorism. Wayne, do you agree with the idea of deporting Hamas?
I agree with the idea of deporting Hamas. I think even before that, we need to close our borders down. Mm-hmm. We have a serious problem here. You know, recently, at the end of September, there was a bus with a kid that was a member of a gang called 764. And there's a New York Post article from September the 28th that says, an inside look at the satanic neo-Nazi pedophile cult that ensnared the New York City man arrested on gun charges. Well, this 764 gang's connected to a terrorist cell called Order of Nine Angles, which is started by a satanic radical Islamist from Britain named David Mayotte. Well, David Mayotte's also connected to a group called the Nordic Resistance Movement, and that's the Order of Nine Angles by David Mayotte. That's one of their ideologies.
Wayne, I'm having trouble keeping up with you. You're throwing so many things at me, but I appreciate your call. We're going to squeeze in one more super quick call. Donna in Texas, go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay, 2 points. First, I want to say, love your demeanor. I usually don't listen to other guests, but Alex, but your demeanor is just great. My first main point is the level of stress the last few weeks is just through the flipping roof. It is a time to get fierce in our faith, and I mean so fierce, to make our prayers greater than the problems, make our worship greater than the war and the worries.
From your mouth to God's ears, Donna, we got to take a...
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Air You want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To sit in this enormous chair in this enormous studio with this enormous reach to talk about these enormous issues. I hope I'm living up to your expectations, but I have a lot to learn. But I'm enjoying these phone calls, I'll tell you that. Great listeners, motivated, passionate. Hey, I want to show you something from my hometown of Toronto because I'm Jewish, and so I learned about the Holocaust when I went to school, and one of the things I learned about was an anti-Semitic boycott they did in Germany. There were a lot of Jews in Germany, and when Hitler was ascending, he had his brown shirts on the street, stand outside Jewish stores with signs in German saying, boycott the Jews, don't buy from Jews. And I don't know if you can find, there's a lot of images of it, and it's sort of terrifying from the old-time pictures from the 30s. Yeah, these ones right here. Deutsche. Kauf nicht bei Juden. I'm not sure if my accent's right. That basically says Germans don't buy from Jews. And you can see there's a little sign there that says NJ or N Israel or something. Clearly a Jewish store. And that would be terrifying. They're posting things on windows that looks like a Jewish department store. That's terrifying. And of course, it was a premonition of things to come. Let me show you a video from Toronto, Canada, my hometown. There's a restaurant called Aroma that is Jewish-themed, like they have Jewish food. It's just a restaurant in Toronto. The staff are multiracial, multi-ethnic. It's not just for Jews. But some of these pro-Hamas protesters saw this restaurant, knew it was Jewish, and they filmed themselves, a mob outside screaming at them, and putting stickers on the window, very reminiscent of that Kauf mich bei Juden, forgive my accent, from 90 years ago. Take a look at this clip from Toronto, Canada. Take a look. Why? Why? Did Aroma have a foreign policy statement that they're opposed to? Did Aroma dispatch some military equipment? Aroma is just a restaurant. It's an espresso bar that makes sandwiches. There is only one reason they're doing that, because it's Jewish. It's visibly Jewish. And for all the talk about, oh, no, we're just against this policy by the state of Israel. No. Those are anti-Semites. I'm sorry to say it. And the reason I say it is because of this conundrum I put to you, this paradox, this tough question. We love freedom of speech. It's what makes us different from other places. It's a stronger way to live. But what happens if you have... Yeah, look at this. This is a picture from Canada's parliament. There's swastika. I remember during the trucker convoy, the freak out. And we'll talk about this a little bit later in the show in the final hour. I'm going to tell you some Canada stories about how when this trucker convoy, I don't know if you remember, in February 2022, Canada had a very harsh lockdown. In fact, if you were not jabbed, you couldn't even get on an airplane, even within the country. You could not get in on train. I couldn't travel. And you could drive your car, but Canada is the second largest country in the world. You can't just drive around. So it was basically a no-fly list that Trudeau brought in for the unvaxxed. And then he applied it to truckers, truckers being the most isolated people other than maybe a lighthouse keeper. Like, seriously, you're in the back of the truck, you're in the front cab of the truck, it's a solitary job. Imagine saying to them they had to be vaxxed or they couldn't work. So these truckers had this convoy, peaceful, went to Ottawa, honked their horns, Trudeau called them, implied that they were Nazis, said they were racists. Trudeau actually, in the end, invoked martial law, seized over 200 bank accounts through the leader, and we'll talk about this in the third hour, through the leader in prison for 49 days, reminiscent to the political prisoner Owen Schroyer, who we should bear in mind is being treated as he is absolutely a political prisoner, I should say. Look at the martial law deployed for some peaceful truckers, and yet we have people chanting death to the Jews, Intifada Revolution, Final Solution, blocking roads in ways the truckers didn't even. I think it's a double standard. I want to take a couple more calls. Robert from Colorado. Go ahead, Robert.
Firstly, I'd like to say I have a great deal of respect for you, given everything that Rebel News has done. I actually stumbled across you from watching Avi Yemeni reporting on Australia's lockdowns over the last few years. But there's been an element of the border situation that I've kind of been nagging at me, and I think I figured out what's going on. So we've had all of these military-age men coming into the United States, and the argument has been, you know, they're going to be the ones that are enforcing on us. I think what's going to happen first is they're going to be used, they're going to be drafted in exchange for citizenship in the United States to supply the military with the necessary bodies for the meat grinder that's going to come, at which point you have a trained, coordinated group of non-American citizens that they will bring back and hire into law enforcement to use to enforce their dictatorial edicts upon us.
Very interesting. Thank you very much, Robert. By the way, have you gone to InfoWarsStore.com lately? You know, they got that big sale on right now. We'll talk to you more. I think we moved on. I got 2 minutes left before the break. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to my colleague in Canada to talk about an atrocious thing going on. They gave it a new name, MAID, Medical Assistance in Dying. They used to call it doctor-assisted suicide. That sounded too ugly. They called it euthanasia. That sounded too Nazi-like, frankly. In Canada, they call it medical assistance in dying. It's now the number two cause of death in Canada. Well, shocking news for you at the bottom of the hour. But I heard that point that our last caller made, and it is not a coincidence. It is not, in my mind, unintended that in Canada and the United States and the United Kingdom, vaccine mandates were imposed on many police departments and the military because it purged from those institutions independent thinking, privacy-oriented, freedom-oriented men. And if you want to destroy and transform the police or the military, you have to do that. You have to, because those are essentially conservative institutions led by outstanding men who think and believe and are very thoughtful, especially at the higher level, you know, at the more intricate level, special operations forces. And how do you get rid of that culture from the military? You say, get a jab or you're done. Thousands and thousands of soldiers in Canada, United States, the UK, purged. Why? Don't tell me it's an accident. Don't tell me that's an unintended consequence. That was absolutely intended. It was a punishment. And it was a replacement. When we come back, we'll talk to my friend Sheila Gunn-Reed about medical assistance in dying, government-sanctioned killing in Canada. That's next.
Please remember, we are listener-supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give it to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Interrupt this broadcast with a special report from the front lines of the info war. Attempts have been made to neutralize the info warrior known as Alex Jones. Countless attacks have been witnessed and reported in an effort to bring him down. Alex Jones has been sighted on the battlefield fighting against the forces of evil.
We're not going to go down and just shut our mouths and just put up with this. We know where the bodies are buried, folks, and one way or another, we're going to stay on air.
We're receiving reports that Alex Jones has broken through the front lines and is now heading toward the broadcast studio. All efforts to silence him have failed. Emerging victorious against the New World Order, here's your host, Alex Jones. Find the InfoWars transmission at InfoWars.com/show. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ezra Levant is my name. RebelNews.com is the company that I am proud to lead. And joining us now from Edmonton, Alberta, is our chief reporter, Sheila Gunn-Reed, who has led our coverage of an atrocious phenomenon that I want to warn Americans about. I mentioned earlier that because I'm Canadian, I have a slightly different take on American affairs, and you'll correct my errors. But I also want to bring with you cautionary tales, because Canada is so very much like the United States. We speak English like you do. We listen to the same music. We drive the same cars. We eat the same food. There's so many similarities, but I suppose we are what would happen if Gavin Newsom became president, because we have our own shiny pony, as I used to call him, Justin Trudeau, a kind of Gavin Newsom, a dumber Gavin Newsom, as our Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was saying. We're going to talk more about him, but it's not just laughing, because terrible things have happened, and one of them is called MAID, M-A-I-D, which is the new acronym that they've made up, Medical Assistance in Dying, because the old words were discredited. So they threw them out and got a new word, and Sheila has been covering this story, and I want to tell Americans about it. Sheila, thanks very much for joining me down here at InfoWars World Headquarters. Nice to see you from up in Canada. I'll be home tomorrow.
You know, thanks for having me on the show. I'm a connoisseur of InfoWars, and I think you're doing a great job hosting, boss.
Well, thanks very much. You know, I got big shoes to fill. Now, Sheila, you've been covering this story, and I found out that, and I'm sure this number is underreported, that 4% of all deaths in Canada now are from medical assistance in dying. In other words, government saying we are going to off this person. But I am certain in my bones that's underreported. Here's why. I saw the guidance from the Ontario College of Physicians and Surgeons, which told doctors in the certificate of death, do not put medical assistance in dying, do not put assisted suicide, do not put euthanasia or any bad words, put the underlying complaint that called the person to be killed. So if they were depressed, if they were in pain, put that as the cause of death. Do not say that we killed them. So I think that the number is most likely a lot higher. Sheila, take it away. Tell our American friends what is happening north of the border and what they should be worried about coming south.
You know, they really should be worried, because a lot of people were warning about the slippery slope when medical assistance in dying, as they like to call it in Canada, was first authorized here. It's euthanizing the inconvenient or the chronically ill at this point in Canada. And when I say inconvenient, I really do mean that. These are not sick people. Ezra is right to point out that the numbers are underreported because of the reasons he just mentioned. But even so, the numbers are absolutely atrocious and escalating. So in between 2016 and 2021, 32,000 Canadians were euthanized at the hands of the state. But the acceleration of this is impossible to gauge. So the most recent numbers we have are from 2021. So a full one-third of all those euthanized by the state between 2016 and 2021, that occurred in 2021. So over 10,000.
And by the way, I mean, just for American listeners, Canada has one-tenth the population of the United States, roughly speaking. So times this by 10, so that's 300,000. This is... Yes. I mean, this is coming up to the number of babies aborted, if you're talking about another intervention that causes a loss of life. Sheila, keep going. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to put that in perspective for Americans. Those 30-plus thousand is enormous, but that's a country one-tenth the size of America. Keep going.
Yes. So to scale it up, that's 100,000 people to scale up to American numbers. In 2021 alone, that's the size of a small city euthanized at the hands of the state. And it's only going to get worse, because very recently the government has removed the 10-day wait period for a lot of people who are accessing suicide at the hands of the state. You no longer have to be imminently ill. You no longer have to be fatally ill. Your death does not have to be imminent. And the state of the Canadian healthcare system is actually a reason why you can access medical assistance in dying. One of the criteria is that you experience unbearable physical or mental suffering from your illness, disease, disability, or state of decline that cannot be relieved under conditions that you consider acceptable. Now, in Canada, we have rationed healthcare. We are chronically in a state of dissatisfaction with the healthcare system. And that now is the reason why you can access medical assistance in dying. And it is showing up in the circumstances of the people who are accessing this. So just in the last year alone, we've seen up to 9 veterans who are dissatisfied with the care they're receiving from Veterans Affairs, including a paraplegic Paralympian named Christine Gauthier being offered medical assistance in dying at the hands of the state. We've seen somebody with diabetes receiving medical assistance in dying. Eating disorder, rather than getting treatment for their eating disorder, they just access medical assistance in dying. We've seen old people who were unwilling to go back into COVID lockdown access medical assistance in dying. People who are chronically homeless now accessing medical assistance in dying. And in just 5 short months, I think we'll be changing what we call the suicide hotlines here in Canada, because people who are mentally ill can access medical assistance in dying. And I want to be clear, it does not have to be done at the hands of a doctor. It just has to be a medical professional. You can get a nurse practitioner to do this, a pharmacist. And so a veteran now in Canada experiencing an acute PTSD episode can call up their doctor and receive medical assistance in dying instead of the care they need and deserve.
You know, it's atrocious, and that's the thing, and this is a warning I have for Americans. Oh, Canadian healthcare, it's wonderful. It's free. Well, first of all, enormous waiting lists. So, yeah, free access to a waiting list. But look at the incentives that come in. If the government is on the hook for a costly treatment, oh, hey, have you ever considered suicide? And of course, Canada is in the same fiscal mess that America has. So all the instances you talk about, it is a state that has dehumanized people, saying, look, this is going to be really – and we flashed on the screen there about the veterans. Imagine that. A soldier goes over – Canada deployed thousands of troops to Afghanistan. Some of them have come back with PTSD. And imagine being told by Veteran Affairs, hey, have you thought of killing yourself? Absolutely atrocious. Sheila, I'm so glad that you're on this beat. Interestingly, American media have covered it in some ways more than Canadian media. We only have 30 seconds left, Sheila, but why don't you talk about that? Because the Canadian media is so dominated by the regime-subsidized reporters that this is something that's sort of sweeping under the rug. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right when you point out to why this is happening. The media in Canada is funded by and large by Justin Trudeau. And because they are funded by and large by Justin Trudeau, they become guards keepers of Justin Trudeau's narrative. And right now the narrative in Canada coming from the federal government is that it could one day be your civic duty to just drop dead. And the Canadian media seem to be completely fine with this. But a lot of my appearances on this topic, which is near and dear to my heart, have been from outside of Canada. Newsmax, Fox News, InfoWars,
we got to run, my friend. Great to see you. Sheila Gunnery, chief reporter.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
About, what do you think of that acronym? I hate all these deceptive euphemisms, and that's why they're chosen. Medical assistance in dying, that sounds so comfortable and relaxing, and just lie down and we'll take care of things. And as you heard from Sheila, it doesn't have to be a doctor. It could be a pharmacist. Can you imagine that? And they'll come to your house, by the way. In Canada, healthcare is notoriously slow. There's months-long waiting lines, but they will send the doctor death to your house to take care of things because, well, that's just one less person in the waiting list, isn't it? And it'll save some money. Well, the most atrocious thing is that they do this to veterans who are suffering PTSD. And as Sheila mentioned, it's no longer a requirement that you actually be in an insoluble medical problem that's terminal. If you're depressed, imagine if you're depressed and you reach out and one of the answers is, well, we can take care of that by killing you. Well, I think that'll make you more depressed. How atrocious isn't that? And I wanted to tell you about that because I wanted to tell you some of the things that's happening in Canada. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk to another Rebel News journalist in Canada, my friend David Menzies, who has made one of his specialties tracking the insanity of transgenderism. I know that's a big thing in the United States. I've seen it, especially in sports competitions where men who can't cut it in the men's league rebrand themselves as trans women and go in and crush the ladies. It's bad sportsmanship. It's cheating. It's abusive, of course, and it destroys the golden age of women in sport. You know, 100 years ago, there really wasn't any women in sport. Women running the Boston Marathon, that's only 50 or so years old. Like, the idea of women's sports was not a thing, and now it is being destroyed again. But that's just the least of it. But David, who we'll talk to at 1 o'clock Central Time in about 10 minutes, will tell us some crazy stories. And there'll be some videotape of them, too, so that's ahead. But I want to take a few more calls. Sarah has been waiting patiently. Let's go to Sarah from Texas. Go ahead.
Hi, Ezra. I wanted to first say how much I really admire your work, especially in Davos. I'm not a rich person, but I'd send you $500 for
that. Oh, my gosh. Thank you very much. You know, that was one of the most exciting journalistic moments of my life. In fact, we'll get the video up where my colleague Abby and I encountered the president of Pfizer, and we knew we only had a few minutes with him. Anyhow, we'll play that video in a moment. Thanks for the compliment, Sarah, and thanks for helping to crowdfund us. Anyhow, back to you. You were saying?
So my question is, when we talk about Israel, I think it's very important that we distinguish the Israeli government from the Israeli people when we talk about any country, China, any country. We should do that. My question is, does it frighten you, some of the totalitarianism that has taken root from the Israeli government, the forcing of the shot, the fact that, you know, it was almost impossible for them to have guns to protect themselves, things like that? Does that worry you?
Absolutely it does. I have an ethnic connection to Israel. I'm Jewish, although I'm Canadian, fourth generation. I love Canada. It's my home. It's the only place I've ever lived, only place I ever will live. I have an affection for Israel and a sympathy for it, including that it's a liberal democracy in a place surrounded by dictatorships. It's the same feeling of affinity I feel for Taiwan for similar reasons. But I am able to observe what you have observed. And the way Netanyahu embraced mandatory jabs so viciously, I would say, was shocking. And I was appalled by it. And it is a fact that many of the people who were slaughtered in southern Israel on October 7th did not have firearms. And Israel has a mighty military, although that day it was obviously caught flat-footed, and we'll have to understand why. But I agree with what you said. The two things you pointed out are disasters. The forced jab, and I don't know the thinking behind that. It grossed me out, to be honest. And so I agree with the two points you've made, Sarah, and I appreciate you mentioning them, and I appreciate your support for Rebel News. I'm going to invite my friends in the control room here to dig up that Pfizer video, because I got a real kick out of that. Thank you for your call. There's a similar call. There's some other calls like that. Let's go to, is that Tove in Ontario? That's my home province. Go ahead.
Hi, Ezra. Yes, I live 3.5 hours southwest of you. In fact, my father was at your wedding, or at least at the synagogue for the ceremony.
Well, that's a small world after all. Go ahead. What's your question?
Well, here's the way I look at it, right? I look at it that, as far as Israel is concerned, I don't trust Netanyahu. I remember what he said after 9/11. He kind of had to self-correct when he said it was kind of a good thing. I think he's part of the plot, honestly, with the whole Pfizer thing, with not being aware of this whole the attack that happened 4 weeks ago. And I also think that a lot of people don't understand or appreciate how the Arabs in that area became known as the Palestinians, and also where the land comes from. For instance, the West Bank, its original name is Judea Samaria. Now, I don't know if that's not Jewish. I don't know what it is with the word Judea in it. But anyway, that's for another discussion, but I know it's highly heated. But I want to also do the 10,000-meter for us Canadians point of view, is the fact that I'm going to ask you this. Do you think that all these events, especially the timing, the 50 years almost to the day, the passion, the heated passion between the Arab and the Jew and the Muslim, that this is being done on purpose to bring along a third world war?
Thanks, Tova. You said a lot of interesting things there. It was almost 50 years to the day of the Yom Kippur War when Arab nations had a sneak attack on Israel on a Jewish holiday, and that's what happened here again. And it's astonishing that Israel, which is known for its Mossad and its intelligence, was caught flat-footed. And I think that it is a larger failure than the failure of 9/11 intelligence, because Israel should have been on guard, was on guard, knew they had to be on guard, knew that was a terrorist source. So it wasn't like 9/11, which was kind of a black swan, unthinkable until it happened. This is something that Israel's military and security agencies knew could have happened, would have happened, had happened. So I think that an enormous amount of introspection and inquiry needs to be done. That's not the most urgent thing that needs to be done, but it must be done. I don't know what you're referring to about Netanyahu at 9/11. I think that there may have been a complacency. Let me give you one quick example before I move on to the next subject. The Iron Dome system that would shoot down so many of these rockets, maybe it lulled Israel into a sense of security and superiority and confidence and overconfidence, thinking, oh, we can handle it. They'll send some rockets, but we'll knock them down. No big deal. They weren't thinking of that black swan, that creative, in a horrific way, solution, and that Hamas took. And that was my warning that I made earlier, that asymmetrical attack. Like those, I mean, Israel withdrew from Gaza in 2005, and it built the walls and it built the systems. And that Hamas and its Iranian paymasters, they were not static. They didn't just say, okay, well, that's it. They thought, well, we can't, let us think of some asymmetrical, unexpected ways around it. And that was devastating. It was proportionately a greater disaster for Israel than 9/11 was for America in terms of body count, et cetera. And so I would say to America, what do you think those asymmetrical strategists in Iran, and in China for that matter, think when they see the unprotected, unguarded, unfenced southern border? In Israel, they have to smash through the wall to get in. There isn't even a wall for much of the southern border. And amongst the millions who have crossed, do you doubt that there are thousands who come for that malign purpose? Everyone's coming in breaking the law. Most of that is just an immigration crime and perhaps an economic matter, and eventually a vote Democrat matter. Do you really think that the nefarious strategists in Tehran who are looking for an asymmetrical way to attack the United States, knowing that if they go head-to-head with the military, it will be a failure, do you doubt that they look at that southern border and say, that is our sneak attack path? And just like Hamas attacked the soft targets, once they got through the border, they went house to house. Do you doubt that an attack on America wouldn't be asymmetrical surrogates and proxies attacking soft targets, maybe timed with a hack on the power grid too, or the air traffic control grid? We'll be back in a moment with more on InfoWars.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.